podcast?
No, that Adam.
You're listening to the
Tim
and Jack
Dan
podcast.
Awful, awful. Shouldn't have bothered.
Hello, you're listening to the Tom and Jack podcast. Maybe, well, it's not on Radio Bista, is it? Let's just admit it.
Wow.
They were advertising our slot the other day.
If it is on Radio Bista, you're listening to Bista's only alternative.
Yeah, that's true enough.
It's if you're listening live, it's Friday the 13th. Should we do something for that? No,
because we'll do the Heebie Bee Gees.
Okay.
Closer to Halloween.
Maybe just do some. Should we just do a...
Ooh.
Surprise!
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Or,
there you go.
One day you will die. There you go. Jack's just eating his dinner here. Is that a battered sausage you've got?
No, it's just a normal sausage. I don't even want it. I don't know why
the
I bought it.
State of that.
Look here, it's disgusting. Look at the meat inside that. That's not meat, is it?
No, I like it. You need a cheap sausage. The cheaper the sausage, the better.
Oh, this was, mate.
Yeah, I know. Look at that.
This
What's
was
that?
Like a quid. Don't get cheaper than that. Darling. How are you doing? You're all right? You've been poorly.
I'm right. Yeah, I called in sick last week.
Rickets.
it was one of those... I hadn't had it for a while. You know those psychedelic illnesses? Where you sort of... You drift in and out of consciousness and you go a bit mad from, like, fever dreams and stuff. No? Just me? All right.
No, I do know what you mean, actually. Yeah. I don't normally get that from just, like, having a flu or something, though. Is that what you've got?
Yeah, I think so. You never get proper ill, though. You're just always sort of moaning about something. You never get a bad illness.
Me?
Apart from that time you had a hernia and we had to walk through London. And we missed two tubes. We were stood on the tube. We stood on the platform next to the tube. And you couldn't get up in time to get to the tube in the sort of 45
when
seconds.
When was this?
When we went to meet those radio people. Do you not remember?
No.
And you were limping along like a right Sally. We were walking through London Euston and it took us about 25 minutes to get from the train we'd got off.
I don't remember being unwell at that point.
You had like a hernia or something. You couldn't even walk.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, that was last year, wasn't it?
We
got
there.
I was really unwell.
And we were like, right, the tube's going to be in 5 minutes. And then Jack sort of sat down and then the train pulled out and Jack slowly hobbled out of his seat. By the time he got to the door, it shut and drove off. And that happened twice.
It's one of those debilitating things that just reinforces my opinion that when I get to 60, please just shoot me in the back of the head.
Or now.
I don't... Or now, because obviously I can't cope with being 26.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. And you got... Didn't you get a urine infection off a phantom
or
something?
Oh my God, I was so unwell at the start of this. See, I do get ill.
Yeah, oh yeah, in fairness, that was bad.
When I get ill, I get hospitalised, not just staying in bed.
Yeah, all right.
Having a Skyrim week 2.0.
Right, what's coming up? You went to Barcelona, didn't you?
Yeah, I did that a couple of weeks ago, but I think we should still... You can dig out the postcards that I sent you.
It was last week.
I'll read them out.
Last week?
Yeah, but like the start of last week, so we've missed a pod. That's my point.
Moaning.
What else have we got?
I've got a few things to talk about. Good. Oh, I sold it. And I've got a new feature called Badum. Wait, Badum. Badum.
I'll eat myself.
Badum Boom Apprentice. Get it? Badum Boom Apprentice.
I didn't get it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So that's that. That's coming up. Oh, sorry. This illness is taking me.
This is going to be great for the listeners, isn't it? Yeah. wheezing.
Let's have some music and you can tell me about your holiday. Tom Petty's dead, isn't he?
So, shame, isn't it?
I won't back down by Tom Petty, aren't I? That's Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
We're listening to Tom and Jack.
Don't do that. That's rank.
Tom and Jack podcast.
Did you see that thing when he died?
This is our new alternative.
When he... Please stop doing that. It's rank. Did you see when everyone thought he died and then LAPD or whatever tweeted saying he's not... We haven't had confirmation he's actually dead yet. So I thought it might be one of those hoaxes. And then he did die. I'm assuming.
Yeah, but people were like, wow.
As good as. I've processed the grief.
As if that's a reason to still say, sad to hear he's died. True. Just wait.
Yeah, that's true.
If you think it's going to be any minute, wait for the confirmation till he's actually popped his clogs. Go down the hospital.
Well, maybe you don't actually have to tweet about it to actually express some loss.
I don't know about that. Well, mate. I can't vouch for that.
Inconclusive.
I'd only not tweet if I didn't care about the person dying. If I cared, I'd have to get on Twitter.
Well, or maybe if I was...
How are other people meant to know that I care?
That's true, but if I'd had a busy week and I was running low on prayers, I might not send them to his family.
Yeah, it depends what's left in the bank,
I know,
doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, a little bit of satire there from the lads.
Yeah. Thoughts as well. Yeah. Low on thoughts.
Yeah. Do you want to do your pocket before you ingest another chip? Do you want to
do? I have one more chip.
Okay.
Do you want any chips, by the way?
No.
Can I put them there?
No, I don't. No, I don't want them. Leave them.
I'm not going to eat all of those.
Well, I don't care. I don't want them. I don't know why you're eating this late. You shouldn't eat this late.
Absolute ingrate.
You've only offered me them now when you realise you didn't want them all, you pig. Because you filled up on cheap sausage.
It's the title of my autobiography. Mm. Filled up on cheap sausage. Ugh. Perhaps George Michael's.
Sorry.
No, he's dead, isn't he? I'll pick it to someone else.
Yeah, also, you would have had a kebab.
R.I.P. George, R.I.P. Tom. Shall I read out the postcards I sent? Because you didn't get them through, did you?
No, so you always write me postcards when you go on holiday, but you thought you'd say, rather than spend, you know, 16 cents posting it home, why not just wait and read them out on the podcast?
Well, no, I did send them, but I photocopied them because I...
Okay, well, no, I haven't received them, but we've discussed my postman
before. Do you have a postcode?
Yes.
For this bunker?
I do, yes, but you're not to know it.
Okay. Here's my postcards from my trip to Barcelona. Or as the Spanish call it, Barcelona.
You're very good. Is that what you learnt? Do you speak native when you're out there, when you're on holiday?
I try to do a bit of both.
I bet you do not even squeeze out a word, do you?
Mix and mash. Por favore.
Por favore, okay.
Grazie.
With
chips. That's Italian.
With chips. With favore.
With chips. Chips and beer.
Lager. Drafto.
I do find it strange, though, when you go abroad.
Australia.
And people are talking in, not specifically Spanish, any foreign language.
But you find that weird, do you?
They'll start talking, and then they'll say something in English that must be their language version of that. Do you know what I mean?
Like
they'll be going...
Deja vu.
The football game. It's like, why are you saying that in English?
Oh, no, I do know what you mean.
There must be a foreign...
Yeah.
26 November. They must be a version of that in your language.
Yeah, that's true.
Very odd.
Mm.
Anyway, we'll linger on that. Perhaps put it on Twitter.
Well,
put it to those guys, those indifferent sods. Are we doing another one of those, by the way?
I can't be bothered, mate.
Oh, for goodness sake. Day one. We're flying out from Luton. I always like to go from Luton, as it means you're always leaving the shittest possible place. So even if it's raining where you're going, it doesn't matter, because you'll know you're not going to Luton. When we get to the airport, we head for the obligatory wander around Dixon's, before finding some lunch.
Dixon's?
Yeah, in the little...
The electronics store?
Yeah, in the duty-free bit.
Oh, I didn't know that was there. It's
great,
buy a washing machine or something.
Like headphones, laptops,
Kindle, Semtex. Read your card.
On our wander, an old friend calls my name. We go over to chat.
Oh.
We bond over Nathan For You, Curb Your Enthusiasm, and how he wants to start a new podcast. I find this interesting and put a mental pin in it.
Where's this going? With you.
Don't you worry, mate.
Right.
On the plane...
He can have you.
Two women behind us strike up a conversation immediately about their kids. Who are not present. They continue to tell each other their life stories, quite literally, and with intricate detail. there's also two wafer-thin young gents on board, who I'd seen sneaking into the disabled toilet together just before boarding. I'm not sure what their disability was, but it must have had something to do with their noses and bums, as they couldn't seem to stop itching them. When we arrive, there's a huge protest downtown. Remind Hannah of the procedure in case of a terror attack. Run, but don't wait for me, as I won't be waiting for you. In the evening, we go out for paella, estrella, and churros. Later, I'll throw some tomatoes at a bull.
Do you want to expand on that, or...?
Just doing the normal things Spaniards do.
Is that a tradition?
Yes.
Okay.
Day two. There's a cat living in our apartment. When I bent down to get my glass of water on the floor at the side of the bed, said cat pokes its head out from under the bed. He must have been there all night, surviving on the water from my glass. Yeah. I explained it wasn't for him and politely hissed him out.
Nice. Like a goose.
Exactly. We went on a Gaudi walking tour in the morning. It was wet. The best thing I learned was that, at the end of his life, Gaudi had lost his social status and wealth, and had descended into a madman who wore rags held together by safety pins. He died when he got hit by a tram on his way to church. When the tram driver stepped out to see Gaudi laying there, he proceeded to push him off the road and onto the streets like a diseased old badger.
Lovely.
I don't know. The tram driver didn't realise it was Gaudi.
He didn't know who he was.
He thought it was a tramp, so he just kicked him to the side of the street and proceeded on the tram. And then no one found out that it was Gaudi until days later in the hospital.
Really?
When his mates found him, like, oh, all right, there you are.
In Spanish, of course.
Ah, yeah. Oh, dead.
El, there you are.
Yeah. In the afternoon, we go for a walk around Gaudi's house. We see what it would have been like living in the 20s. It's not for me. In the gift shop, Hannah tries on a ring tied to some elastic so you can't steal it. The ring gets stuck on her finger. And try as she may, it won't come off. I sidle off to look at the mugs.
How did she get? Did she get it off?
Eventually, yes, but it took some real going.
And you just weaseled off.
Was ready to leave her in the gift shop and to just live there, tethered forever. Better than being tethered to me, though, I suppose.
True.
Yeah. Day three. It's my girlfriend's 22nd birthday, so I wake her up by playing Taylor Swift's pop hit 22 in her ear. She doesn't like this, as the Swift annoys her.
Oh dear.
We head out to the Sagrada Familia, which I believe is Spanish for the big church. It is massive inside. I cannot help but think that people maybe love Jesus a bit too much to do stuff like this. But then, they built a Harry Potter world, so I guess people will do anything for fictional characters that they love. At dinner, I tell the waitress it's my girlfriend's birthday, so she brings out a dessert with the other staff to sing Happy Birthday. The other tables join in, only I have forgotten to mention Hannah's name. So at Happy Birthday, dear, there is a defined silence, a soundless void of confusion, before we finish the song. I feel this has somehow deflated the experience.
Did she enjoy that?
Yes, she did.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought she would hate that. No, not me. I thought she would have as well.
No, she liked it.
Well done.
Good, isn't it?
Presumably that's not why you did it.
What?
Well, I'm assuming you did.
Oh, you think I did it to annoy her?
Yeah.
No. How dare you? I did it out of the goodness of my heart. Day four. Beach day, as Hannah has been calling it. Except it's heavily overcast. At the beach, there's a Chinese lady offering massage. Hannah tells me her mum once got a massage off a rando on a beach, but they used cooking oil, so she burnt to a crisp. I laughed.
Wow.
We spend all day listening to Middle Eastern blokes trying to sell mock mojitos every 3 to 4 minutes.
Mm. You sent me a video of that.
Yes. Yes. Quite irritating.
Yeah.
Mojitos. That, basically, every 3 or 4 minutes. Yeah. While Hannah napped, I try my hardest not to wander into the sea and never look back. The final day. We went out for pancakes in the morning.
Traditional.
I think that they were made with wholemeal flour. Ramsay would flip. We pack and head for home. A guy at the airport walked by that looked like a homeless version of Pointless Flog. It made me very happy. As I gazed at him and dreamt that one day Pointless Flog will lose his hard-earned millions and spend the rest of his days a beggar.
What a lovely way to end.
Finn.
Fantastic. So, good experience.
Yes, lovely holiday.
Oh, that's
great
annoying.
Time.
I'd much prefer when it goes wrong if you're on holiday.
It doesn't really ever go wrong. I always have a great time.
The last one you didn't like, did you? When you went to the beach in England.
No, that was nice. I enjoyed that.
Why did you come home 2 days earlier then?
It was raining. Nothing you can do is that. I enjoyed the days when it wasn't raining.
Well, there you go.
What holidays have you ever enjoyed?
None. I don't know. I enjoy bits of them. I don't enjoy the overall experience, though.
No, you don't, do you?
No.
You don't really enjoy the overall experience of many things, though, do you?
No.
Have you enjoyed the overall experience of doing this podcast?
No.
Let's have a song, then.
That was Darwin D's with Radar Detector.
Good. Anyone, nice little blast from the that? Past there. Reminds me of being 16, however old I was.
Was it that long ago? Oh,
bloody hell.
Time, eh?
Time flies when you're waiting for death.
Wait for no man. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. Last Sunday, I went to the zoo.
Oh, yes. How was it?
It was... Right, my sister bought me, for my birthday, I got to meet the red pandas.
That is a fantastic present.
Yeah, it was good. It was.
Can
really
I just
good.
Say, on the off chance, she never does, Hannah, on the off chance that you are listening, can you please think of something like that for my birthday? Please.
It's good.
I'd love that.
So much better. People should buy just experiences, I think, for birthdays rather than just objects.
Well, yeah, I agree, but don't buy me like a hot air balloon trip.
Yeah, but even that is better than, I don't know, some stupid
sex
t-shirt
toys.
Or something. Yeah. Well, use your imagination.
Anyway.
Anyway, yeah, I went to the zoo to meet the red pandas.
Was it at Woburn Safari Park or Whipsnade Zoo?
No, it was at Paradise Wildlife Park in Hertfordshire.
Yeah.
I'd never even heard of, which is only about 50 minutes from here. So I managed to stave off the illness enough to go and meet the pandas. I mean, nothing was going to stop me meeting the pandas.
I did know that you were ill, and I was waiting for the news the next day to say 3 red pandas dropped dead.
Well, yeah, I was worried about
in.
That. It would be on the news on Monday. They've got...
You just sneezed and coughed all over them.
Plague or whatever. So we went in. I think I've got... The only thing is, I think it was for children.
Why?
I don't know, I just got that vibe. So we went in, sat down.
Were you meant to ride the red panda?
No. This woman came out from the reception and was like...
A woman?
Yeah, a woman, if you can imagine such a thing. And said, oh, your guide will be in a minute. This other zoo person came. I went, oh yeah, to see the red pandas. You excited? Oh yeah, I am. I see the red pandas.
What else have you seen today?
We also got like a bag, not like a drawstring bag, like a whatchamacallit bag,
like a carrier bag,
like a canvas shopping bag.
Oh, like a tote bag.
Yes, that's what I'm
looking for. Yeah.
Tote bag with like a pen and a DVD and stuff and a certificate that says name Tom Ratcliffe met the red.
Oh, that's so sweet.
That's what makes me think that that it might have been for kids. But I don't care anyway.
That and the 2-year-olds that you... No, get away.
Well,
I'm touching the red pen.
I thought it was going to be a group thing, but it wasn't. It was just me and my common-law wife.
I want to feed George first. What, did they have names?
Yeah, well, I'll get to that.
All right.
So she took us. She's going, are you excited? Talking to me all the way. I was going, yeah, yeah, please. And then she just go, you know you can't touch them. I was going, oh, rubbish.
What?
No, I know, you just get feet. They don't like being touched. They get pissed off. So we went into, like, the food preparation bit to get them their dinner. Well, breakfast. And there was just a load of, like, people in there just chopping up fruit and stuff and throwing it in buckets.
Dinner was better than mine.
Probably. It was like a vegan abattoir. It was really weird. And then we went... Anyway, we went got a little punnet of blueberries.
Oh,
good. Went into their little paddock thing.
Have a cup of yourself.
Which is like...
Good antioxidants.
It's like just a big tree and then there's a little fence around it.
Yeah.
And a divot thing. I think just because they're getting fed, they're never going to escape because they're bothered.
Why would they, yeah.
So we went in and then she called one of them down. Tilly came down.
Oh.
I go, hello, mate. And then, I fed it some blueberries.
Yeah.
But then people started crowding round looking at me, which was quite annoying.
Ooh.
I know. Well, I'm not an exhibition.
So, yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
Rat child. the other one didn't even get out of his bush.
Excuse me?
It was just sat in a little bush. It wouldn't come out of the middle of it.
Why are you looking at his bush?
The woman did try, in fairness to her, to get it out, but at the end she gave up. So, yeah, sat there, fed it, and she was like, do you have any questions? And I was like, why are they called red pandas the same as giant pandas? Is it because panda means eats bamboo? And she went, yeah, it does, yeah. Went, yes.
You're such a weasel.
Smart.
And if then you know it, you don't need to ask.
You know, I was showing off, of course. I was playing to the crowd. And then I asked her another question. What did I say? I said... Have you ever had like a Willy Wonka experience where the greedy kid doesn't understand and just tried to pet it and it's bitten him and she didn't quite know what I meant by that?
Did she not know?
Well, no, I think she couldn't understand the rationale of asking that. She went, no. We've had people touch him before, but they just run off. And so I was like, oh, okay. And then, yeah, that was it. Climbed back out. But also, it's built in the pass to the zoo all day. Just had a lovely wander around the zoo.
Lovely. What else did you see?
Well, we saw all the classics. Saw a couple of...
Your elephants, your monkeys.
I see what annoys me. There's like goats and stuff there. And I don't
want
that. Yeah,
like a petting zoo.
Yeah. I don't even think it was a petting zoo. There was just sheep. I was like, sheep? I could see them anywhere. I saw sheep on the way here.
It's hardly even an animal.
Even birds. Like, I don't care if it's like a little bird. It's rubbish. Also, we were in a monkey bit with tiny little capuchin monkeys. Hmm. Proper small ones. And then they've just got an armadillo living with them. Like some stupid kids show. I'm not sure the armadillo likes that.
Like Arthur.
Yeah.
It was live action Arthur.
It was four monkeys. And then just this poor armadillo is like curled up in the corner.
Trying to survive.
Yeah.
You ever been into the, I think it's called Rainbow Landing. Woven Safari Park.
No.
It's like a big dome building. And you go in through those like plastic flaps.
Oh,
that
yeah.
You get in a... freezer thing at a supermarket.
Yeah.
You go through those and you get given a little pot of feed, like a little paper ramekin. And it's like a tropical paradise in there.
Is it butterflies?
No. But I do think they have a butterfly house. No, it's full of tropical birds.
Oh, that's alright.
So you hold your little pot out at length in your hand and all the birds are meant to come and sit on your hand and arm and eat the feed.
But they don't.
Well, no, some of them do. Mm. A lot of them just sit on your shoulders, in your hair, trying to pull out your hair, trying to claw at your neck.
They probably thought you were a tree.
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
a dying tree.
Nest into my hair. Yeah.
Well, they probably saw the shiny top of your head coming through your hair.
And thought, what?
Thought it was just, I don't know.
They're not magpies.
Thought it was an egg or something.
An egg.
Anyway, we also went for one of the talks. We went to this... I don't know what it was called. I think it was a rodent talk. That's what it was anyway.
May I reuse it as an example?
No, but we went in.
We asked to come up the front.
No, she did ask for volunteers at one point. I didn't volunteer. She came on classic with a little headset. Mm. Hello, welcome. And then there were like holes at the back and people kept pushing animals through the holes.
Oh.
She's going, now there's the ferret. Someone would kick the ferret through the hole. And then the ferret would run round terrified. And then, yeah, the ferret would go. And then she goes, thanks to the ferret. And then there'd be another one. There was an albino skunk, which it doesn't even look like a skunk. It's just a big ferret. It's just a fat ferret. Rubbish. There was a really good bit, though. You would have liked this. Where she went, right, we've all got to be really quiet now for our next guest. Oh. And then a little owl flew out. And then all the kids screamed. Scared the owl.
Ah!
It was like that bit in The Simpsons with the wolf.
That's amazing.
I mean, and then it really kicked off because she went, and now we've got a special guest coming out, Rafiki.
No way.
So she comes, Rafiki, brings out Rafiki. I was thinking, oh my god, Rafiki, obviously the monkey from Lion King.
Yeah.
It's a rat.
Oh.
God.
For goodness sake.
I know. So she goes, Rafiki is actually a bit of a hero. I was going, right, okay. I'm intrigued. And then she went, and if you sit and watch this presentation, then you'll understand why. And then she played this song.
Hero rats, fighting for mankind. Hero rats, sniffing out landmines. Hero rats, armed with tiny claws. Hero rats, working for
That is the strangest thing that I have ever heard.
So that was a...
Without hyperbole. That is very, very odd.
Sponsored by the Apopo charity, which is Detection Rats Technology, who train rats to sniff out landmines.
As they descend into hell.
I see. Yeah, that's weird. The woman in front of us was crying with laughter at the video. And me and Mill were trying not to laugh, and this woman was just silently weeping with laughter at that song, which really made me laugh. So for some reason they train rats to sniff out landmines, which is
fine. I understand the logic of that, but why make a song about it?
I don't know. It's sort of a promotional thing, and I thought it was a joke, and then I found it on YouTube, and that's how I got hold of it. And there's just a video of these rats just sniffing around. And then what really annoyed me is, and they showed a few tricks of the rats going, oh, look, it knows the landmine, where they just put like a tree in this block. And went, oh, it knows that one's a landmine. No.
Well, yeah, I'm sure landmines are scattered with rat treats.
But then it was like, for our last trick, there's this really clever thing where this rat can pick up money and put it in a money box. So she like put like a 1p and this rat sort of scrabbled it up and dropped it in this slot for money. And then she went, and if anyone wants to come up and give us some money.
What?
Presumably for the charity, but it was like a shakedown.
Oh my God.
Going, oh, go on, do your trick.
Go on.
There you go. Or like, you can do it with notes if you want.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
He'll do it with 20s.
Or phones.
He won't accept 50s though.
Yeah, mad. So that was Rafiki.
Yeah, you can now do it on our new app.
Yeah, that was it was a hell of an experience. It was a hell of an experience.
That is bonkers.
Yeah. Yeah, that was my trip to the zoo.
Lovely. If you ever do anything heroic, I'll be using that song.
Maybe one day I'll sniff out landmines.
I don't think you'd cut it, mate.
No, I can't bother. More music.
Please. Another blast from the past?
I was gonna play some Johnny Cash.
Well, it won't be too contemporary, will it? He's dead.
And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder.
Johnny Cash, The Man Comes Around on the Tom and Jack podcast with me, Jack, and Tom over there is going to trial a new item.
Yeah, they always go so well, don't they?
Well, it's good to pilot things.
Well, I mean, I've made a jingle, so... We're going to have to start with that.
Why waste it?
Yeah.
graffiti artist. The irony will be that the writing will be on the wall for one of you today.
So perhaps a more interpretive version of your usual jingles that are they're generally quite self-explanatory.
Do you not like that one?
No, I like it.
Okay. Well, I just thought I'd take a different route.
No, mate, I back you all the way. Well, don't worry about that.
I can't... it's called Budum Apprentice, which it's hard to say. So.
Budum Apprentice. Just did it first time.
Okay. Well, if you were here, I could have done it like that.
Wow.
Anyway, so, TV's The Apprentice is back.
Great.
I know you don't watch it, do you?
Can't stand it.
Oh, good. I, without irony, I love it. Although it's quite hard to watch this year because they sort of reached an all-time low, the contestants, to the point it's not even enjoyable. But I, personally, I'm... Well, I think we both are fascinated about the way comedy and jokes work.
Yeah.
It's sort of structural ways and stuff. What makes people laugh and stuff, how to construct a joke. So, on that note, I thought we'd look at old... Lord Sugar Tits is he makes quite a lot of jokes throughout The Apprentice, and they don't always work or make sense or are funny in any way.
No, he's so self-absorbed to the point where I think even if everyone he met told him you're not funny, he would still think he's funny.
Well, I can't work out. I'm assuming someone must write these jokes for him at some point, or he gets offered written jokes. But I think either he uses some of them, or he thinks, oh, they're funnier than that, and rewrites them, or sort of the task will happen and he'll have to think on his feet, and that's when you get some of the more abstract ones.
Yes. So the latter.
Well, I mean, I'll just play... So it's the second week, but obviously I was here last week, so we're going to have to rush through... This week, luckily, there weren't many. So, last week will be most of them. So, I mean, this is how he started.
So, look, we're in strange times now. I mean, we've got Brexit. But be under no illusion. In this process, I'm the one who decides who's going to remain. And I'm the one who decides who's going to leave. Simple as that.
That sort of makes sense, doesn't it, as a joke?
It makes sense, it's just not a joke.
No, it's not a joke, is it?
It's not.
It's not a joke.
It's an observation.
Sort of. I mean, it would be...
It's a statement of fact. It's a statement of fact.
Yeah, no, that is true, yeah.
It's a statement of fact that has been exemplified by current affairs, but not technically a joke.
I know what you mean. It's a bit like The Last Leg or something where they say, oh, X happened in the news today, and then the audience will laugh, presumably because they're told to. But that's not strictly a joke, is it? So like, if that was a joke in this case, he could have said something like, say it's Brexit, but for really important things, we don't trust the public to vote on them, so it's up to me who leaves. Yeah.
There you go, there's your joke.
That's more... I mean, I'm not saying that's funny, but that is certainly...
But it is satirical.
Yeah, well, yeah, which we love. So, I mean, the next one follows in... It's a similar subject matter.
And you've written speeches for David Cameron.
I've assisted in writing speeches.
How'd the last one go? Oh, bugger, I've lost. No comment.
So, I mean, that one... So, the gentleman he's talking to wrote speeches for David Cameron.
Yeah.
David Cameron's last speech was after the Brexit vote.
When he resigned.
When he resigned, yeah. But he wouldn't have said, oh bugger, I've lost.
No.
I don't think he would have been as blunt as that. And I don't think he was, in fact.
I don't think he'd have been that informal in a resignation speech.
True. I mean, again, to sort of make that more of a joke, it would have just been, oh dear. Because you don't have to say, oh bugger, I've lost, because that's the known fact.
Yes, yeah, I think he's punctured it himself.
So at least there's some sort of concealment in saying, oh no. Or that was a bad idea. Or pretty much anything apart from, oh bugger, I've lost.
Probably. Yeah, you're probably right. I don't think that it's any businessman's job or place to be telling jokes, really.
I feel like he must have got it in his contract somewhere where he's allowed say on the edit or something. Or I reckon he's making jokes like that so often
that they can't edit.
They can't make a coherent programme without it.
Because it's too short.
Yeah. So
they need to fill their quota.
This is another good one. This might be my favourite one, actually.
I sent you out to make some hamburgers, and I think we should never mind about the quarter pounder. It's the quarter of a million that all of you should be working on.
Again, an observation. It's not a joke, though.
Not strictly. So the task was to make burgers.
Yep.
And all he's done there is noticed that £250,000, which is the prize they're going to win.
A quarter of a million, yes.
Yeah, so that's got a quarter in it. And then a type of burger is a quarter pounder.
Yep.
So that's... Yeah.
Again, he's used a part of the show to associate with something else in the world.
That's true, yeah. It's very
that
much...
exists.
Yeah. But what he's forgotten
so
to do...
So it's almost like some kind of appropriation, but it's there's not a joke in there, though.
No, I think...
But he said it like it's meant to be a joke.
Yeah, and
I think it's the affliction that makes you think that it's a joke.
Yeah, I feel like he's so proud
deceptive.
Of... Yeah, he's seen quarter in both of them, and then he thinks that's an observation, but what he's missed in... So he thinks that's observational comedy, but it's not, because he's missed off the comedy, but he's got the observation.
Yes, you can't have heart... To do observational comedy, low as it may be, you must have both parts. You must have the observation.
No, that is true. Yeah.
And the comedy. Unless it's just a... I can't think of any observational comedy. I'm not good enough.
I had one the other week about... Because I quit smoking, the entire world smells of and I thought that was the only genuine comic observation I've ever had. Yeah. And someone messaged me after we put out the podcast saying that's a Bill Hicks routine, which I genuinely didn't know, but that means I'm almost as good as Bill Hicks in a way.
I suppose so.
Right, so the last one from last week.
Bill Hicks.
Karen sent me a picture of one of your burgers. It looked a bit like a constipated tortoise, actually, when I saw the pictures you sent through.
Closer to a joke because of the imagery.
That sort of surreal, Mighty Boosh maybe ish. Just pick a slightly obscure animal and an adjective and put that before it.
Yeah,
and that sort of. But first of all, it didn't look like a constipated tortoise because it looked like a burger.
Yes.
But also, a constipated tortoise is a tortoise.
Yeah, it's
to the naked eye,
not strictly in the process of excretion.
Even a vet, I'd say, if you took a photo of a tortoise that was constipated, they wouldn't know for certain.
Yeah. Maybe he meant, like, I was going to say a diuretic tortoise. Is that what I mean? Well, tortoise with diarrhea.
Yeah, I don't know what he means.
Is that what he means? Was the burger, like, spilling out of the bun?
It was too big
green?
For the bun, but it wasn't like there was a head and a...
Tail.
Yeah, a tail. It was just a circle, so I don't know what that was like. I don't know. Interesting. Yeah. He's an interesting man. I don't think we get his comedy on the level that we're meant to.
I don't think there is a level, mate. Because I don't think it's comedy. I don't think they're jokes.
Is that... Well,
I think they are jokes.
They're structured like jokes. I want to know what's going on.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
So this week, there was some... There weren't a lot of good ones this week that don't need explaining. What they had to do was redecorate a hotel. There was a bit where he said, I don't know about TripAdvisor, more like CrapAdvisor. But I mean, that's... We know why that's funny.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, swearing is funny. Listen back to the rest of the podcast if you don't know. So, this is the one I went with. Just the one.
You know the rules. For one of you, this is going to end up Heartbreak Hotel.
So that's a little statement he was saying to people when one of the gentlemen in front of him was about to leave the process, as they have to call it. Is that because they can't have competitions on the BBC?
Yeah.
I thought it was.
Yeah.
So this is going to end up at Heartbreak Hotel. I don't quite understand what that means.
It's a statement that's come out of his mouth.
True.
Again, he's noticed... They're designing a room in a hotel. There's a song called Heartbreak Hotel. That sound bad. But this what happening bad equals both bad equals joke.
But end up at Heartbreak Hotel because it's not because they're in. I think they're in. I don't know the Amstrad building.
Yeah, they will have. Yeah, they will have finished the project by that. Yeah.
And Heartbreak Hotel was written when Elvis found out about a man who killed himself in a hotel. So I think quite. If anyone knows why that's funny, could you email us at jacktompodcast@gmail.com?
Or just tweet us at Tom and Jack Podcast.
Yeah, do whatever.
I'm baffled, mate.
I'm baffled as well. Well, more of that next week, presumably.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Graffiti artist. The irony will be that the writing will be on the wall for one of you today.
Well, I guess it's almost the end of the show.
Oh.
Oh. But, oh, time for one more feature. It's your favourite.
This is a piece of classical music that, yeah.
So this is the part of the
show. A piece of classical music.
It is, yeah. This is the part of the show where I accompany everyone on our journey through the basics of classical music. So
I like that you're accompanying here, but not leading.
Sort of.
Certainly not a tour guide of classical history, but accompanying. Perhaps a bothering student pestering people on the tour.
So I didn't know. Well, I
mean, I already knew this. I already knew about Bach. I already knew this. I could have done this.
5 weeks ago, I would say I didn't know anything about classical music, but 5 weeks ago, I didn't know anything about classical music. Now I know a bit about classical music because this feature's been going on for 5 weeks.
So would you say you've gone from an uncultured pig to a slightly more cultured pig?
I wouldn't say that, but you're welcome to.
I have.
So this week's piece of classical music is Symphony No. 5 in C minor by Beethoven.
What's happened to your shoes? Where's the sole gone? It's all worn away.
Old shoes, mate. That is what poverty looks like.
Yeah, I can see that.
Look at you. Show me yours. Yours are going as well, and you've got dog shit on them.
Have I?
Yeah. Oh, he touched it. So this is Symphony No. 5 in C minor by Beethoven. Ludwig von Beethoven, German composer that you might have heard of. Jack.
Yes, yeah. I have, yes.
This is Fifth Symphony, and it begins by stating a distinctive four-note short, long motif twice, which is good.
Twice?
Yeah, twice, that's how it begins.
What do you believe?
Well, I mean, I would have heard that, but I thought you might want to know what you're actually hearing.
Please, yes.
Thank you.
Can I just say before you play it, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
For your musical education.
Not why I do it. But thanks. I do because I enjoy it. I don't need the kudos, but thank you.
Great.
So that's about it. If you want to watch our YouTube stuff, do.
Go on YouTube.
I had a couple of press engagements this week, if you want to read them as well. To do an interview. You annoyed about that, Jack?
Why would I be annoyed about that?
I don't know, because you were annoyed when I told you about it.
Was I? What do you mean?
Well, you were saying it was rubbish and it wasn't good.
What wasn't good? Your interview?
Yeah.
No, it was perfectly fine.
Perfectly fine.
I thought you were a little too cynical.
Which means, if I'm honest. That's coming from you.
Exactly.
Why was I too cynical?
I can't remember specifics, but you were like, I don't know, it's not a traditional podcast, I guess. A bit stupid, really. Don't really think about it too much, but I actually probably think it's quite good.
Yeah, so if you want to read that rather than hear exactly what was said,
at the tail end of this podcast, I'll read out Tom's responses in that voice, and you can just listen to an audio version of it.
Can you really bother to do that?
No,
because
just play.
I don't know what sort of reach that thing has got.
I looked on their Facebook page.
I know. No, well, the Twitter's got more. But
has it?
A lot more, yeah. But equally, I feel like I could have just written it on a balloon and let that go. And it probably would have reached more people by the end of the week.
It did say to the kind lady who wrote it, it did say one of our favourite podcasts. Now, I haven't read any of their other interviews, so I don't know if that's a cut and paste.
Oh, no, that wasn't it. That was someone else sharing it.
Well, whoever that is, thank you for listening.
Love sarcasm.
Special shout out to you.
Person. Listener.
Although even they've probably not got this far.
No, it's okay. It's going an hour.
It's played your music.
Yeah, it's already happening. Goodbye.
Bye.